Welcome back to After Class with Carissa. My name is Carissa, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. And today, I am joined by my friend Marley.
Hey. So excited.
I'm excited, too.
I'm so happy to be here.
Me, too. And I am so happy for this button.
It's a really good button.
Dominic told me today that I should not use that button to start my show. And then he mocked me and he did a little joke and did a little fake intro with it. And I said, no, like I'm doing it. Like that's officially routine now.
It's a really good choice. I really like it.
Too. I think it's perfect.
It's really fun.
So how are y'all doing? We have not been on the radio since before the break. It has been so long and I'm so excited to be back. I was on the radio this afternoon on Dominic's show, Independent Incidentals. Shout out to Dominic. It was good. I was a little bit scared because he was throwing facts at me and I had no idea what was going on. And he's so good at radio. Like he'll come on here and he'll do all these voices and he can like command the whole like radio universe. And I'm just like, hey, what's up? I'm Carissa. And he's like, oh, like say something to like close out the show. And I was like, bye guys. Have a good night. I was like, I don't know how you close your show. Like I tell you guys that I love you and then I need you to drive safe and have a good night, but I can't say that to Dom's show. I was scared.
No, I would be too. That sounds like really intimidating.
I was like, oh, like I didn't know we were doing improv right now. Like I'm sorry. Anyways, Marley and I just got back from watching a movie at the theaters. We saw A Complete Unknown with Timothy Chalamet. Marley, what did you think of this movie?
I loved it. I thought it was so good. And I mean, going into it, like I'm not the hugest Bob Dylan fan. Like I know a bunch of his songs. Like I like it, like casually, whatever. But this was like really cool seeing like the way that it fit into history and like just all of his life. Like mm-hmm. it was so good. It was so well done.
I like the way that everything was shot. Like I feel like the cinematography.
Yeah.
Was done really well.
It was.
Oh my god! And I kept wanting to cry the whole movie. Yeah. Like it was. I don't think the purpose for it was to be sad, but it was sad. Or yeah. Maybe I'm just really tired.
No, that's so fair.
We were thinking about like what song to play for the opening, and Bob Dylan like popped right up onto my Spotify, and then I was like, no, I think we're gonna do Glee.
Yeah.
Let's do Cop Syrup.
I love Glee.
We talked about Glee this morning because I told Dominic that he looks like Kurt Hummel, and I think I'm 100% right. It's like it's not exact, but it's like just enough in like the shape of his jawline. And I was sitting where you are right now, Marley. And I was like, oh, like you're Kurt Hummel. Okay,
it's so funny.
But no, so I was already in a Glee mood today, and then I was thinking about Cough Syrup, which I think is a wonderful, amazing song.
It's so good.
And Darren does such a good job of it. I'm saying Darren as if we're like best friends. But
I am best friends with him, actually. In real life, IRL. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Can you introduce me?
Absolutely, I can.
Thank you. Yeah. No, so I went skating a couple days ago, I think on Friday. And I brought my headphones with me. And it was just like, you know, me skating, and it was like nighttime, and I played that song in like full blast in my headphones while I was skating. Best feeling in the whole world. I like that was it.
That sounds like the most therapeutic thing ever. Like I would love
was.
That
like I was like in my happy place there. Zen. Totally. Yeah. Zen. Yes,
I want to see. I just found out they're releasing, he's in a new musical on Broadway right now. I don't know if you know. But
Mr. Blaine is?
Yeah.
Is it Blaine Anderson?
Yeah, it is.
I was scared for a minute. Okay.
Yeah, no, but what musical? It's called Maybe Happy Ending. I don't really know anything about it, but I just saw they're going to release the cast album sometime soon, so I get to listen to it.
I bet Aislinn knows all about it. Mrs. Broadway. Maybe Happening?
Maybe Happy Ending.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. I butchered it. Maybe Happy Ending. Wow, good for him though. I love mm-hmm. him. I think no, he has such a good voice.
He's amazing.
Kills it every time. Mm-hmm. I'm rewatching Glee right now, and I'm at the part where Rachel just had her funny girl opening debut. I'm like midway through that scene. I haven't seen this season though.
Really?
I stopped at season 3, and I was like, okay, I'm just gonna I'm just gonna leave it there. And then I was like, okay, like let me go back to it, like go back through it, and I don't know. I've heard if anyone's hasn't seen Glee, not entirely me. I mean, I've seen it. I'm obsessed with it. It's in my bio for like the on the radio website how much I love Glee.
That's so funny.
But I've heard that she drops out of the Broadway show, which I don't like. If that's
true, I'm not spoiling it.
Like, you could, and I wouldn't care. Because I know some of it. Like, I know, because I've watched, like, once, like, I get into a show, I watch all the TikToks and spoil it for myself anyways.
Oh, yeah, that's so real.
Which, like, that's why, okay, fun fact. We're going to get into some lore. It's not really lore. It's just, like, facts. I don't watch movies, which... Yeah. Marley completely knows because actually I think most people who are my friend are like, oh, like she doesn't watch movies because they'll come up to me and they'll be like, oh, have you seen this? I'm like, no. Like I've seen like maybe 20 movies mm-hmm. and that's like it. And you know what? It's fine. Yeah. But where am I going with this? Oh, like whenever I start something, I automatically have to spoil it. And then I'll just watch the same things over and over and over again. So I don't mind like spoiling stuff for myself because I'm like, I don't like the anticipation. Like I want to know what's happening. Unless it's like a book. Like I hate books getting spoiled for me.
I was just watching Desperate Housewives. I just finished it last night. Mm-hmm. But I had like 3 episodes left and I'm starting to see like Desperate Housewives stuff on my For You page. So I was just like watching it because I have 3 episodes left. Like there's some stuff like that's unanswered, but I feel like I'm not going to get any big spoilers in like this one edit of this one character. And I watch it and it was the biggest thing.
No.
And I was like in like the one edit on my For You page, the one thing I've seen, and I did such a good job to like avoid everything. Mm-hmm. And 2 days before I finished it, I was just like, okay.
That's actually the worst though.
No, it was like, so bad. I was so mad about it.
That'll happen. Like sometimes I'll be reading, like it's just like a random TikTok and it's like a book TikTok and it doesn't tell you what the book is in the beginning and then you like swipe and it says the spoiler and then you realize which one it is and you're like, dang, okay, so that's actually the book that I was about to start.
Oh,
guess not. But yeah, anyways. Glee.
I love Glee.
So do I. I did Dominic and I did Glee last season. Oh, yeah. If you want to see our Glee episode, I think it's up. Basically, I told Dominic a bunch of plot lines in Glee, and I was like, tell me if they're like if they happened or if they didn't. And he has never seen it. He did not know anything. Well, like he doesn't know anything about the show, so he was guessing all of them. Mm-hmm. Which was actually, it was really fun. Usually when he's on, we'll play like a stupid game. Like we did Taylor Swift or Candle, like Taylor Swift song or Candle.
Oh yeah.
And then I think we also did Taylor Swift or Shakespeare, which is one of my mm-hmm. favorite games to play with people. Those because so they'll fun. Be like, everyone's like, oh, like she has terrible lyrics. I'm like, okay, like mm-hmm. let me pull up this game and you can tell me which ones are her lyrics. Sorry, did I? No. Okay. So we're back in the studio today. There was something that we were coming in and we said we were going to talk about it. Well, oh my God, I remember. Okay, guys, this is really important to me because Marley recently went to London and I have not asked her about her trip on purpose because I've been waiting to ask on here because I've seen from Instagram that Marley went to both the British Museum and the Harry Potter Museum.
Yeah.
And I am so incredibly jealous because I am the biggest Harry Potter nerd you will ever meet. Like, mm-hmm. incredibly so. And I want to know everything. So, okay. You have the floor. Please tell me.
So, the Harry Potter Museum, it was really cool. So, okay, I'm not, like, the biggest Harry Potter fanatic. Like, I've seen all the movies. I read the first book, which is big because I'm not a big reader. But, like, I don't think I've read a book in full since, like, middle school. But that's okay. That's fine. That happens sometimes. But it was really cool just to see, like, all, like, the sets and, like, the way that they did things. Like, they showed, like, how they did, like, shot different scenes. Like, which one was it? We saw, like, the bridge from, like, I can't remember which.
The bridge and Prisoner of Azkaban.
I think so. Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm really embarrassed. I should totally know. But it was really cool seeing, like, the different sets and, like, the way things were. Like, we were at his house. And, like, it was just cool because it wasn't, like, a full house. But mm-hmm. It was, like, you saw, like, parts of it, like, different rooms. Like, it was, like, really there, like, where they actually stood, where they actually filmed it. It was just really cool to see. Yeah.
I'm actually so jealous. I feel like if I was there, like, I'll watch, like, videos, and it's, like, of the castle and stuff, and I'll be like, that could be me right now. And that mm-hmm. was you. Like, you were in there, which is crazy. Have you seen? Okay. There's, like, a new, or I don't know if it's new, but they're, like, it's popular right now, but the Weasley twins are doing, like, a cooking show right now, and I think they're, like, in the castle at some point, and I'm so jealous.
Oh, my God.
So jealous. I need somebody put me on a plane to London, please.
Yeah.
No,
it was so cool.
And then the British Museum, I was also so jealous about that because you were showing photos of all the artifacts. I'm like, I want to be there so bad.
I was there on possibly the worst day ever. I don't know if you saw.
I heard about the fire alarm.
Okay. I was there. I went in. There were three artifacts I wanted to see. Three things. And, like, obviously, like, I want to see everything. It's a British Museum. I study archaeology. Like, that. I was so excited. Like, going in, I told my parents, like, that's the number one thing. Like, we need to go there. And they're like, oh, like, how long do you think you need? Like, an hour, hour and a half? And I'm like, I need 4 weeks. Like, I don't, like, that's not. But, yeah. So, they, like, we had, like, 3 hours planned out. And I was like, hey, like, we're beelining for this, beelining for that, beelining for that. Mm-hmm. And then everything else, we can just, like, wander. And they're like, okay. So, we go to the first thing. The whole room is blocked off. We can't go in. I can't even see it at all. And I was
what
like...
What was it?
It was, like, the reliefs from Sennacherib's palace.
Seriously?
Yeah. And that was, like, that was my, like, one of my top things that I wanted to see. I was like, okay, like, I'm not seeing it. Like, that's really upsetting and disappointing and everything. But there's still two more things. Like, I still get to be in the museum. It's really cool. So we go to the next thing, which was one of the sisters from the Parthenon.
Yeah.
Room is blocked off.
Are you?
I could see her. I could see her from around the corner. So, like, I could, like, I still saw her from, like, a very, very far distance. So it's like, it was cool. But it was also, I was in Greece this summer and I saw all the other ones. And I was like, how cool is that? That in the same year I get to see all of them. And then I didn't. I kind of did.
I mean, from a distance.
Yeah, I did. I saw her with my eyes. So it was kind of close. And then I did see the last thing I wanted to see. I was like, okay, like, I saw one of my three, like, kind of disappointing, but, like, I'm still, like, I'm happy to be here. This mm-hmm. is so cool. And we kept wandering the room.
Wait, what was the third one?
The Cyrus Cylinder.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was really cool. Like, I was so excited to see it. And then we're just, like, wandering the room. Like, we go into, like, the next room after that. And all of a sudden, like, in the fire alarm, they're like, attention, everyone. There's a fire alarm is sounding in a different part of the building. You guys don't have to evacuate yet, but just, like, stay aware. Like, don't, mm-hmm. whatever. And we're like, no, like, that's the worst thing ever. And it was, like, we had 30 minutes left, like, in the museum anyway. So it's, like, not, like, it happened, like, right when we got there. It was so disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were, like, yeah, no, like, you guys have to evacuate, too. And we're, like, okay, great, thank you. And, yeah, that was it. So I'm kind of beefing with the museum, as is
you're
the rest of the world.
You're beefing with the British Museum.
Yeah, I think we're all beefing with the British Museum.
On some level, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, no, after that, there's really hardcore beef right now, so... Yeah.
I remember seeing the photos of, like, the Rosetta Stone and everything.
Yeah, that was really, like, cool. So I was excited to see that. That was, like, number four, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You saw one of the top three. That is 33.33%.
Yeah.
Is almost a pass.
Yeah. It's more than zero. So
it is more than something. Zero. You were there. Yeah.
Yeah, I was. I stood in the vicinity.
So. Is there another thing about, like, being in London I kept talking to you about was the fact that Alan from Dancing with the Stars was there at the exact same time.
Oh my god. Okay. So I saw, like, he posted on Instagram, like, on a story, like, right before I left, like, oh, like, flying to London, whatever. I was like, oh my god, like, how crazy would that be if I'm in London at the same time and then we're in the same city? And then I get there and he's still posting stuff. I'm like, oh my god, he's there. And also Olivia Rodrigo was posting stuff also from there while I was there. I was like, wait, that's so crazy. I'm in the same city as so many people right now. And then one night he posts that he's at the Book of Mormon, and he posts that, like, or I saw it an hour after he posted it, but, like, maybe 20 minutes before he posted it, I walked right by the theater. And, like, my dad was like, oh, my God, like, what if we just got tickets? What if we just got tickets and went? And then I went home, or not home, I went back to the hotel, and I was like, oh, my God, like, we were there at the same time as Alan. If we just got tickets, I could have maybe even seen Alan. I was like, oh, that's crazy.
Well, maybe you will be seeing Alan if we can manage to get tickets to the Dancing with the Stars tour.
I really, really hope so. That would be so good.
Which is in Kitchener. So if anyone listening has tickets and wants to give them to us, like, please
as, like,
do.
A little donation or something.
We will take them.
Yeah.
Gracefully. I'll bake you a lemon loaf in exchange for your kindness.
I can throw in some chocolate chip cookies.
Yes. Lemon loaf and chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah. It's a 2-for-1 deal. So.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Send us the tickets, guys.
Please do. Please.
Pretty please.
That was really good. I really like that button.
Do you want to listen to a song?
Yes.
I was looking through songs while we were playing cough syrup, and I couldn't, like, I couldn't pick. Do you have one in specific you want to hear? Or
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. That's helpful. I'm looking through, like, the playlist that I've been, like, listening to recently, and I feel like it changes so much. This is a Pretty Little Liars playlist that I'm looking at right now. I did not make it, though. Ooh, you know it's a good song? Do you like Lana Del Rey?
I'm not, like, I don't dislike her. I do like her. I just don't, like, I'm not, like, a hardcore fan. Like, I don't always listen to her. But, like, okay. I do like her.
Do you like Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes, of course.
Okay, we're going to do Lonesome by Sabrina Carpenter. Yeah. Because this is one of those songs that I forget about a lot, and then I'll listen to it, and I'm like, oh, wait, I actually really like that.
No, that's so fair.
We will be back in 3 minutes and 8 seconds. Here we go. I was thinking about doing a little, like the little fairy noise again, but I thought better not overdo it.
Yeah, save it. Don't overplay it just yet.
That is the mark, though. You guys, you'll hear that and you can think of me, okay? I was just thinking about the music that we were playing, and then I remembered the fact that Marley and I didn't get Gracie Abrams tickets. We tried really, really hard to get them too, and it didn't happen. We also didn't get Tate McRae tickets.
Yep.
And then we didn't get Dancing with the Stars tickets. I mean, this is not going well for us.
There were a few other pre-sales I sat through the whole time, just waiting, and I got nothing. Like, I did Kendrick and SZA, and then I did Tyler, the Creator, both. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I did pre-sale and general sale, and I can't do it.
The world does not want us to go to any concerts this year.
No, they don't. I am going. They just announced in Toronto at Massey Hall, Mandy Patinkin is going. Okay. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay, so did we talk about this? Have you seen The Princess Bride?
Yes.
Okay, so he was Inigo Montoya, and he's also been on, like, Broadway. No, that's okay. That's okay. We can rewatch it. But yeah, he was, like, one of the main characters in the movie.
Isn't The Princess Bride, like, super old?
Yeah. Like, I think 80s, maybe, I think. I don't know. But I love that movie, and I think he's really great, and he's done Broadway and stuff, and I'm going to go with my parents, hopefully.
You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Yeah,
is
that's
that
him.
Movie?
Yeah.
Yes, good movie.
He's the guy that said that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Look at me go.
Yeah.
No, so I'm excited. You got tickets for that one?
They go on sale this week, so we don't have them yet. It was just announced today.
Crossing my fingers for you.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's going to be small, though. Like, it's at Massey Hall. Like, he's not, like, a big, like,
Nobody get tickets. Leave them all. Guys. Leave them all for Marley. Yeah. So, it is the first week back.
Yes.
Since after the break. So, you clearly had a good break then.
Yeah,
I loved it.
That's
good.
Yep.
Yippee. How are you finding everything since you got back to school?
It's been good. Love my classes.
That's good. Yeah. I think classes this term have actually been so much fun.
They've been really interesting, too.
Except one, which I'm not going to name.
Tell me later.
I will.
Okay. Okay. I'm so curious.
I love the textbook. I think the textbook for the class is great, but, like, the class itself, I'm like, oh my god, I just want to go home.
You know? Yeah, that's fair.
Like it's at the end of my day, and I'm just like, okay, like I'm done. Yeah. But no, my other classes have been awesome so far. I don't know why everything is so much more interesting now. Like I'm actually doing my readings for like the first time ever.
No, that's so fair.
Like I want to read the textbook, which I think is so weird. But yeah, pop off.
No, I found the same first semester. Like, I don't know what it was, but the jump between like first year courses and second year courses, I love them all so much this year.
Mm-hmm.
Except for like one last semester that I dropped or whatever. But
what? I was so mad at you when you dropped that too.
I know. I was mad at myself, but I also like it was gonna tank my average so much.
You were braver than all of us for that.
Thank you. Yeah. But no, I think like all my classes this year, I've loved them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really good.
Everything, like, I don't know. Everything's so interesting, especially this semester for me. I have some of, like, these courses that I'm taking are, like, exactly what I want to be doing in the future. Mm-hmm. Like, everything that I want to study is in these courses.
And yeah.
We have tomorrow, I think, we're starting the Trojan War, which is, like, if there's anything, for those of you who do not know, I am an ancient history major. If there's anything, like, this is the number one thing that I love in the world.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite book is The Song of Achilles, and it actually crushes me every single time I read it. Like, it can't. But, like, my favorite piece of history is the Trojan War. My favorite gay couple, Achilles and Patroclus.
Of course.
The cousins.
Oh, my God. When she brought that up in class, I was like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's so funny, too. I talk about that a lot when I'm talking about, like, the Song of Achilles and Troy. Troy itself, I think, had so much potential to be a good movie. And there were a lot of parts about Troy that I don't actually mind. And I'm like, oh, it's good. But every single time Achilles talks to Patroclus, he says the word cousin. It's, like, in every single line. He's like, yeah. Oh, like, cousin, come here. Cousin, let me teach you how to do this. I'm like, okay, like, we get it. Like, stop throwing it in our faces.
Yeah.
You're ruining my story.
That's the worst. You can even have, like, the TikTok editors make it like right? that. Yeah, they ruined it.
And then, like, Achilles in the movie falls in love with Briseis, and in the books, Briseis didn't even really like Achilles. She liked Patroclus better. And, like, there was a point where she was, like, offering to marry Patroclus to have a life with him. And he was like, like I love you, but I don't, like, love you like that. Like, I love Achilles like that. So good. And then they went and made them cousins? Are you kidding me? Like, that's
insane.
Like, I've been saying that I want a remake. But this time, you wouldn't call it Troy. Like, it wouldn't be, like, oh, like, an Iliad book. It would be a remake of The Song of Achilles.
Yeah.
And for the casting, have you seen The Summer I Turned Pretty?
No, but I know of it. Like, I know.
Okay. So, I would have Achilles as Jeremiah Fisher, the guy who, I don't know his name. I think it's Gavin, but I don't know his last name.
I know the characters, yeah. I don't know the real names.
He has, like, the brightest blue eyes, and he is, like, body is tea. He's a good looking man. He does scare me to the point of not turning back. Like it's the blue eyes. They freak me out so bad. But he is a physically attractive man, and I think he's got the god look. Like, he looks like a little bit divine. Like, in my like ugly hot to hot hot, or ugly ugly to hot hot with ugly hot hot ugly, he would be in hot hot, which is a really scary category to be in. Like, hot hot is it's scary. And I would put him in there. So you put him in a couple of acting classes and then give him that role, because he needs them. No offense,
I've heard that.
But give him a little bit more acting, maybe some sword lessons. And then Patroclus would be the guy who plays Cam Cameron, who I think is perfect. Let me pull this up. I feel like
I need context.
Everybody open up your Google and search Cam Cameron. And then The Summer I Turned Pretty. This guy.
Okay.
So you take Cameron as Patroclus, and then do you think Jeremiah will come up as well? Jeremiah's the one in the middle there. And Jeremiah as Achilles, you're telling me that's really good. Like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Like, Achilles and Patroclus, and I'm here for it. You would have to put Sir Cam Cameron in lifts, though, because he's kind of short now that I'm looking at him. But that is my fan casting. I think it's
I
think it's perfect. I will take no notes, actually. anyways, I'm so excited for that to be talked about tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I just want, like I want her to, like, our professor to be like, oh, Trojan War, and to immediately, like, look over at me and be like, I know that this is what you love. Like,
yeah.
Like, this is for you. Like, this is your lecture. And then I'll sit there like, thank you. Like, everybody, this is mine. You guys can all have something else, but this is me. Like,
yeah.
Pick something else. This is mine.
Yeah. I think we should go talk to her before class and tell her, like, you have to be teaching directly to us.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, forget everyone else. Like, this is...
Like, yeah.
Like, yeah, eyes, this is Carissa's
eyes
lecture.
Over here. Like...
Yeah.
Anyways, like, other people will, like, answer questions about the Trojan War. And I'll be like, no, like, how do you know that? Like, that's mine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the only one who knows about this.
Of course. It's your special interest and nobody else's special interest.
Exactly. Like, no one else can have that.
Yeah.
Anyways, I want to get a tattoo of the little heart. It's basically like a heart with an arrow through it, and it's on the cover of one of the copies of the Song of Achilles.
Okay.
And I've had that one planned for quite a while now. So when I actually get the courage to get my next tattoo, I have one on my ankle, and I'd probably put this on like my other ankle. Will probably be doing that.
That's really cute.
But
I like that.
I'd have to tell my mom first, because when I got my first tattoo, I did not tell my mom about it, and I just, like, she found out because I posted it on Instagram, and she was not happy with me.
Oh yeah. I fear I would have been disowned, possibly.
She gave me, like, a fake certificate for tattoo removal that Christmas and was like, here you go, it's called Ink Away.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
But no, I'd have to tell my mom first and be like, hey, like I'm getting another tattoo. Like, she's the most anti-tattoo person I know. So
yeah.
It would have to be like, hey, like it's happening. Like,
no, my parents also would not be supportive.
No. If you were to get a tattoo, what would you do?
I don't even know. I think, honestly, one of the main reasons why I don't have one is that I could never actually decide on something that I like enough to, like, be with me forever.
That's fair. I'm worried about, like, the whole... like, getting it based on a person, and then that person is going to be, like, super controversial. Like, I saw all these people with their Zach Bryan tattoos, and then Zach Bryan was, like, canceled a few months ago. I didn't really fault, like, I don't listen to his music, and I don't know a lot about him, so I don't know exactly what happened. But everyone was like, crap, like, I have him tattooed on me, and now, like, what do I do? I'm a little bit worried about that for, like, getting, like, an artist tattoo, like a Gracie Abrams tattoo or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I don't love her, but, like, in the future, if she ends up, like, I don't know, committing, like, homicide or something, and then I have a Gracie Abrams tattoo, I'm like, oh, she's a murderer.
Yeah.
Like, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like a book is pretty safe. Like, it's a concept.
Yeah.
I think I can work with that. I also like tulips.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite flower. Future groom, get me some tulips. But I like the ones where you, like, put, like, a little tulip on your shoulder or something like that. I'm like, I could dig that. That would be fun.
Yeah.
I hope you guys can hear me. I had the music paused, but I didn't have everything muted. I forget about that all the time. I think it's fine.
Hopefully.
If not, just go back and listen to the recording, because Marley and I are awesome.
Yeah. We're doing really well.
I think so. So, classes, Gracie, movie, London.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about a lot of stuff.
We have.
This is our life, guys.
That's what's going on.
So, we go to school during the day, and then we come home and we do our readings for school. And then we go to bed and we wake up to the whole thing the next day.
That's usually what happens.
It's just kind of an endless, endless cycle. Except skating.
Indeed.
I've been going skating.
I went skating on Saturday and Carissa pushed me.
Fun fact. You know what? I pushed Marley right down onto the ground.
I didn't fall, though. She tried really hard, but I didn't. And I stayed standing.
Right. Okay. So I pushed Marley.
Yeah.
Onto the ground, but she didn't hit the ground.
No, I didn't.
She,
I stayed standing.
Right,
it was
before she was about to
miraculous.
Hit the ground, she like
popped it right back up. Like one of those little balloons. Like the car dealership balloons.
Yeah. That was me on Saturday.
And then, like, right after, I got this, like, instant karma and I just fell right on the ground. Yeah.
I didn't even push her because I'm too nice and whatever.
Yeah, it was like an accident. Like, I just fell right after I pushed Marley.
Yeah. That was karma at its finest.
It was kind of like Mufasa and and Simba's dad. Like I was like holding on and she was like, please don't do it. Please don't do it. And I just pushed it right down.
But I didn't fall. But I didn't.
No, she didn't fall. I stayed standing. She was standing the whole time. There's lots of witnesses that will say the same
thing. Yeah. They can corroborate the story. Yeah. She fell. I didn't. She pushed me.
She fell.
No. No, I didn't. I don't do that, ever.
You're right. You're totally right. I pushed you.
Yeah, you did. I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness. So, you got any plans this week?
Classes. That's really exciting. And readings, yeah.
And readings. Me, too.
That's so crazy.
That's so crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
This is, like, I feel like we should be more interesting people.
I mean, we should.
I think we're plenty interesting, and then we come on to talk live on a radio station, and we're going in circles.
Yeah. What did you do over winter break?
Oh my god, I actually have a story.
Oh, I haven't heard the story. Maybe I have. I don't think I have.
I don't know if you have.
Okay, tell me.
So on
locked in
winter break, I drove home, and I was at my dad's house, and I brought my cat. Mm-hmm. I live with my cat. His name is Socks. He is the love of my life.
It's a really good cat.
My pride and joy. He's the sweetest thing. He will sleep right next to my head. Like, whenever I go to take a nap during the day, which I haven't been able to do because of all these readings.
Yep.
he will, like, come and sleep right next to me. He's so cute. I love him. Shout out to my cat, guys. Socks, if you're listening, like, that's my homeboy. Anyway, so I brought my cat back home, and then Christmas passed. I had a nice little Christmas with my family.
That's fun.
And then it was Boxing Day, and I had to drive down to see my grandma and my mom. And I get into my car, and something's, like, totally wrong. I'm like, oh, my God, what's wrong with my car? What's going on? And turns out my emergency brake, even though I put it down, didn't actually... the brakes had stuck. So even though it was off, they had stayed on. So my back tire wouldn't spin. So I called my dad and I'm like, Dad, I can't go past 40. And like, it smells like smoke in my car. And and it's squealing when I'm driving. And it was because my back wheel was not spinning. So I was a little bit late to see my family. My sister, like, my wonderful, wonderful sister was like, here, Carissa, drive my car. Now, the funny thing is my sister and I have the exact same car, except hers is white and mine is blue. And then, funny enough, my brother Tyler also has the exact same car, except his is silver. So all three of us have the same car. We all drive a Chevy Cruze.
So fun.
So I love that. The next day... I am driving my sister's car again to about an hour and a half away from my place to go get parts for my car so that my dad can fix my car. And I'm driving my sister's car and everything is like, it's okay. But there's this like rattling noise. I'm like, oh my God, like what is that? And I call my dad. I'm like, Dad, like this is the noise. Like, can you hear it? Like, it's freaking me out. And my dad's like, no, like, seriously, it's fine. Like, don't worry about it. Like, it's nothing. I'm like, okay. And I called my sister. I'm like, hey, like Dad said this was fine, but it's freaking me out. Like, is your car always like this? Like, basically what was happening is when you lifted off the gas pedal, the whole car was like vibrating and it was really loud. Like, it was clanking. She's like, yeah, that's just the air conditioning. Like, just turn the air off and it'll stop happening. I'm like, so I turned the air off. I'm like, it's still happening. She's like, Krista, it's fine. Like, you're okay. And about 2 minutes later, I'm like, okay, this is terrible. And I was calling my mom and it was ringing and the front tire of my sister's car flew off the car and it broke down on the side of the road.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So on Boxing Day, my car breaks down. And then the next day, I'm driving my sister's car to get parts for my car, and her car breaks down. And it was, like, the scariest moment. I, like, had a full-on meltdown. Like, instead of, like, screaming because I was scared, I was, like, screaming at the top of my lungs. And I was, like, swearing. And I was, like, oh, my God, like, why me? Like, why is this happening right now? Like, this isn't even my car. Thankfully, these three, like, they were probably, like, in their early 20s, three people pulled over. One of the guys had, like, went and grabbed my tire for me and all the parts that had fallen off. It wasn't bad damage. Like,
that's good.
And I got, like, halfway off to the side of the road. So, and my dad was, like, I think 40 minutes away. So he was able to, like, come get me. And then we went and got the parts and everything. And it was all good.
That's
thankfully
good.
But, oh, my God. I was scared. And then I was just in shock. And I was, like, this isn't even my car. Like, the tire just flew off. And I'm, like, eventually I asked, like, my sister called and she's like, oh, like, are you near the river? And it, like, it took me a minute and I looked around and I'm like, no, I'm like, there's a cemetery on both sides of where I am. So, you know, at least if something bad happened, I was close to my new home. Like, God. Oh,
wow. I was like, really dark. Well, that's crazy, though. I actually don't know what I would have done. Like, no, I genuinely, that's terrifying.
It's just like, I was so scared. And I was just, I called my dad. And I'm like, Dad, I told you something was wrong. You should have listened to me. Like, Hannah's car, like, the wheel just flew off while I was driving. Like, I was going 40 because I was in, like, a small town. Like, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. Because if I was, like, going 80, like, I could have been seriously injured.
Yeah.
But funny enough, we find out, too, that my brother Tyler's car, battery died the day before as well, and it wouldn't start, so they had to go get him a new battery. So all three Chevy Cruzes broke within 24 hours.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a curse, I think, on our cars. But no, so Hannah's was fixed, Tyler's was fixed, mine was fixed. I drove back to Waterloo, and the next day I go to, like, get groceries, and my car won't start. So I have my car here in Waterloo, and then my mom came over the weekend. We finally got it to start, but the engine's not working. So there's another thing wrong with my car. It never ends. This is actually funny too, because my car broke down in November twice as well. So I was like, this happened in December, and I was like, in 2 months I got into 4 car related like accidents. Not accidents where, like, somebody was hit, but, like, the first one was in November, and I was driving home, and I was 3.5 hours into the, like, the 4.5 hour car ride ish. Mm-hmm. I think I had, like, 45 minutes left, and my gas pedal stopped working, and I had to pull over on the side of the road, and I turned off the engine, and it wouldn't start again. So I was like, oh, like, great. Like, and I had to get it towed, and my dad had to come and pick me up then.
Oh, my God.
And then I get back to Waterloo, and I'm driving to, like, Party City for the Eras tour to get, like, my, like, cowboy hat.
Yeah.
And my engine of the car overheats, and I had to pull over to the side of the road again. Oh, and I had to, like, put, like, I had, like, water, and my dad's like, okay, put water in there, and then I had to go get, like, antifreeze and everything to, like, fix it. Thankfully, at that point, it was just that. Like, I just had to get, like, antifreeze to put in it. I think now it's a more serious problem. But that was kind of my break. My cat's good, though. I brought him back. He was on. Oh, my God. I got my wisdom teeth out, too, over the break. God. So all of this was going on while I was on, like, well, no. It happened, and then I got my wisdom teeth out. So over New Year's, I was, like, on narcotics, and I can barely remember, like, a full day of it. Like,
oh, my God.
It's
wild.
I kind of forgot about all that. I, like, that's tuned it
really
out.
Really crazy
for a bit.
That happened.
That was my break. I'm happy to be back. Hopefully, we're slowly working on fixing my car. But
that's good.
Not quite there yet. The week back has been, like, pretty good, though.
Good.
I'm happy to be back with
with the classes.
Same.
One of the things that I remembered about me and Marley is that Marley loves like movies and stuff.
I love movies.
And I really like reading. Like, I would rather have a book. And then Marley really loves Marvel. I haven't seen any of the Marvel movies. And I really like Harry Potter. So I think we need to like introduce each other to like the other side of things.
I agree.
Like, I will sit through every Marvel movie that you sit through Harry Potter.
Okay. Harry Potter, like book or movie?
We'll start with movie.
Okay.
I feel like that's easier.
I will happily watch the movies.
And I'll explain to you like the Harry Potter lore.
Okay. I know minimal lore. I know a little bit of lore.
A little bit of lore? Yeah. Do you know like the gay lore? Because that's my favorite. Like the Remus and like Sirius stuff.
I know like very little.
I will introduce you to my favorite two people in the entire world, Remus Lupin and Sirius Black. I named my cat after Remus Lupin, a different cat.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't understand how socks relate.
No, different cat. Her name was like just Lupin. She was adorable.
That's really cute. I love that.
But no, so they are like my absolute fave. So I'll tell you all the lore.
Okay, please do. I'm so invested.
I want to do an episode on here, like just dedicated to like all the Harry Potter lore and stuff like that. I feel like one, I would be casted as like the biggest nerd in the entire world. Anyone listening would automatically make fun of me. I'd lose all my credit in these Radio Laurier meetings. I'd come to the meetings and everybody on the team would look at me and be like, Carissa, were you on the radio talking about Harry Potter and like all of this stuff? And I'd be like yeah. And they would be like, no, like it's time to pack up your stuff. Like, you're too nerdy for this group.
Oh my god.
But I really do like, I think I'd have a lot to say, because I just reread all the Harry Potter books. I haven't read them in a long time. I started my Harry Potter like era in grade 8.
Yeah.
And it was a rough time for me.
Yeah. I had a brief Harry Potter thing in middle school, but yeah. We haven't gotten to that part of my lore yet. we don't need to get into that right now.
Yeah, dig a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
But no, I feel like that would be a fun episode. I think it would just like absolutely, like, I'd never be able to escape it. Like, yeah. Once we go down that hill, like, that's me forever. Like, everyone who listens will be like, well, they'll know.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if I'm ready to unpack that. like, people know me now, but, like, that's what I'm going to be known for. Like, my friends are going to be like, oh, like, Chris, like, the one that did that really in-depth episode about Harry Potter.
The Harry Potter girl, yeah.
The Harry Potter one, yeah. I think it's, like, I don't know. It's one of those things, kind of like the Trojan War, that I'm like, oh, like, I'm obsessed with this on a level that I can't explain to everybody, you know?
Yeah, no, that's so fair.
Do you have anything like that?
Superheroes?
Yeah. Who's your favorite?
Don't ask me that question. I couldn't tell you. I have so many.
That was so scary.
Sorry. Sorry. Yeah, no, I don't know.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite movie?
No.
No,
I don't. I feel like I should. I have so many that I love. And I could talk for so long about so many.
Do you have a least favorite? Like, are there any that you just do not like or won't watch?
I don't think so. Like, there should be. I'm sure there should be. But, like, some of, like, the worst ones, like, they suck. But, like, if I'm still watching, like, all of them, like, in a row, like, the order that they came out, I'm going to watch it still. Actually. Yeah.
Can we start with the Spider-Man with Andrew Garfield?
Of course.
Okay.
Okay, the second one wasn't very good, but I love it. I love it. I don't care.
I don't know anything about Spider-Man, but I love Andrew Garfield because he's fan cast as Remus Lupin.
Of course, yeah. I was going to say, I know something about this. Yeah. No, I love those movies. They're really good.
I don't know. I like all the Spider-Mans. Even Tobey Maguire.
I love Tobey. I think Tobey's movies are the best ones.
Really?
Yeah. His second movie, like Spider-Man 2, I think is one of the best superhero movies of all time. Wait,
how many Spider-Man movies are there?
So there's three Tobey Maguire movies. The first two were really good. The third one sucked. There was two Andrew Garfield movies. The first one was really good. The second one sucked, but it was still fun. Tom has three solo movies, but he was also in two Avengers movies. And oh, sorry, two Avengers movies and a Captain America movie. And then there's two Spider-Verse movies. And the third one is, we don't know when it's coming out, but apparently they're working on it. They have to.
Like, that's kind of crazy. I thought there was like three movies in total with like one for each of them.
No.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
There's a few more.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's going to take us a very long time. I think when we get through all of your Marvel movies, I'm going to have to start introducing you to the books.
Okay.
Or I can like double up on the lore, on the Harry Potter lore.
Okay. You could do like one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be like, it's going to take a long time.
Yeah, and those were just the Spider-Man movies. Like, that's not even starting with the Avengers.
We'll be, like, graduating, and we'll still be going back and forth about this.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We have 7 minutes left of the show today. It kind of flew by. I feel like a lot of that was me talking about my car.
That was a crazy story, though.
I could not believe it. What are the odds, guys? Somebody calculate that for me, because I was not having it. La, 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 la. That's what I do whenever I get bored. I'll like start like singing, but I don't sing properly. I got that from my sister, actually. I stole it from her.